TalkZone.com.
It's time for Pageant Talk Radio with Valerie Hayes, the pageant coach. This is the show that will inform and inspire you as you prepare for your next pageant competition while helping you develop life skills that transcend pageantry. Now, here's the host of Pageant Talk Radio, Valerie Hayes.
Hi, and welcome to Pageant Talk Radio, and thanks so much for listening today. I'm Valerie Hayes, and we're going to spend today's show sharing exciting information that can help you find joy and success at your next competition or in your life as an everyday beauty queen. I know what it takes to be successful on the stage and in real life, and we're here to help you get the information you need in order to achieve all your goals and dreams. We want to help you make this year your best year ever. Well, today's show is all about feeling as good as you look. Because sometimes we look great, but we don't necessarily feel great. And to help you look and feel great, I'll be talking with sugar addiction expert James Hahn about all the nasty little things those hidden sugars we're all eating are doing to us physically as well as emotionally. Then I'll be talking with high heel diva Tina Alditz about her love-hate relationship with shoes and what you can do to make sure you look great and feel great while rocking around in your high heels. Today's show is going to be a great conversation among friends. So if you're listening live and have always wanted to call in to say hello or share your opinion or ask a question, this is the show to do it. Just give us a call at 888-463-6748. That's 888. Go for it. I'm looking forward to hearing from you on today's show. Well, before I get to my great guest, I just want to let you know about a fabulous couple of announcements. The Miss America organization has a new award. It's really exciting. It's really fun. And Tamara Henry found out last August when she was being interviewed for the Echo Chic Miss America hopefuls that the 2010 Miss America contestants love their planet. As part of the Green Tea, Green is Gorgeous Award, Green Tea has created an interactive Echo video contest. Their Echo pageant answers will surprise you, and they'll tell you why green is gorgeous. So now it's your turn. You get to vote for the one with the best insight on going green. The winner will become the first Green Tea, Green is Gorgeous Award Echo contest winner and will take home a few environmentally conscious prizes. So check out their website. You can visit the MissAmerica.org website, or you can go to Green Tea with a T, just a T, greenteawithtamara.com/PG_contest. That's a big one. Just search for Green Tea, Green is Gorgeous Award, and you can vote for your favorite answer. Our next announcement that we love to make for you is to remind you that USA's Royal Elite National Pageant is being held November 12th through the 13th in beautiful North Georgia at the prestigious Georgia Mountain Center Theater. The divisions include preteen, miss, all the way up to Ms. Woman. The phases of competition are interview, red carpet glamour, always sounds fun, photogenic evening gown, and onstage question. To enter or get more information, just visit their website at www.winthecrown.net or send them an email at winthecrown@yahoo.com. We wish everyone the best who's entering USA's Royal Elite National Pageant. Well, today's show is all about looking great and feeling great. And since it's January, we've already probably made some type of New Year's resolution that has to do with healthy eating and looking great. My first guest has for the majority of his life been angry, aggressive, moody, depressed, and obese. But he couldn't figure out why. After kicking his sugar habit on January 12th of 2006, he lost and kept off 87 pounds, all while his mood issues disappeared, and he helped his brother lose 126 pounds in 8 months. Totally amazing. He's now a certified professional coach and Energy Leadership Index Master Practitioner who specializes in coaching from the inside out by helping people eliminate their internal blocks so they can maximize their external results. I want you all to help me welcome James Hahn, sugar addiction expert, to the show. Welcome, James.
So much for having me on, Valerie.
So it sounds amazing to me, but obviously you attribute all of your weight loss and the change in your moodiness to dealing with your sugar addiction habit. What exactly is sugar addiction?
Sugar addiction is an over-obsessive craving for sugar. It's just like alcoholism. It's just like any other sort of an addiction. It's the It's the inability to control your consumption of sugar, and I suffered from that pretty much my whole life.
And how did you become aware that you had a sugar addiction, James?
Well, it was a process over time that really came to a culmination. As we said, interestingly enough, today is my 4-year anniversary being totally sugar-free, so I'm pretty happy to celebrate that with you today.
Yeah, and congratulations on that. We're thrilled you're here on your 4-year anniversary.
Thank you so much. But really what happened was January 12, 2006, I got home from work again. I was moody, I was angry, and a little depressed and so forth. And so I headed on into the kitchen and dove into a huge gallon of ice cream all over again. And as I was standing there, pardon the image, in my boxers with my shirt off and my big old belly hanging over, I suddenly looked down and saw what was taking place. And I just got disgusted. And I thought to myself, man, you know what? I'm going to put this sugar down and I'm never going to eat it again. And then I just realized, oh my gosh, I've said that at least 4 or 5 times already in my life. And it was just the thought of, I can't control this. This is just like alcohol for me, because at that point I hadn't drank in almost 3 years. And so I realized that, you know, for me, I can't have just one cookie. And I said, you know what? I can't say that I'll never eat sugar again, but I can say that I won't for the next 120 days. And so that made it doable for me. And then I said, all right, that's it. 120 days, I can do that. And I turned around, I dumped the ice cream straight down the drain. I opened up my cupboards. I emptied out the cookies and the Swiss cake rolls and the zebra cakes and all that stuff. And I took out this huge trash bag and dumped it into the dumpster. And I came back in and I started my climb 120 days, and I made it that first 120 days. And after I made it that long, I said, all right, November 12th. And I just kept going another 120 days, another 120 days, until a little over a year later, I realized that it had been a year already, and I had overcome my addiction.
So, you know, there's so many different weight loss programs out there. I personally find it is starting to get confusing. There's high protein, there's low protein, high carb, low carb, high fat, low fat. How does eating sugar and refined carbohydrates contribute to weight gain?
See, it's really a very simple process. And unfortunately, this all goes back to the 1970s when a whole group of scientists and doctors and so forth all of a sudden latched onto fat. We just need to get rid of fat in our diet and we'll all be totally healthy. Well, we've saw that play out of the last over 30 years. And we now see that, you know, as people got obsessed with low fat, everybody was gaining weight. And why? Because when you take the fat out of food, you also take the flavor out of food. And so you end up, you know, over-consuming carbohydrates. And what happens is that when you over-consume carbohydrates and sugar, your blood sugar spikes. And so our goal isn't really to go no fat. Our goal is to control our blood sugar. And the best way to do that is to get rid of the refined carbohydrates and the sugar. And because what happens is your blood sugar spikes. When your blood sugar spikes, all of a sudden your body realizes you have too much glucose going on. So your pancreas releases insulin. So insulin's job is to take some of that glucose and convert it right away and use some of it for energy. And then the rest gets taken back to your liver and other muscle tissues and stored as fat for later use. And so when you have these massive spikes and drops in blood sugar that you get from consuming refined flour, you know, refined carbohydrates and sugar, you're always packing on weight because the excessive, you know, glucose gets stored as fat. And so you just keep gaining weight and you can't figure out why.
Right. So you're eating the low fat cookies, which has the extra sugar in it to compensate for the fact that it's low fat, but still make it taste good. But it's the extra sugar that's spiking your insulin levels and creating the fat storing process in your body, right?
Exactly. That's exactly what's going on. And maybe, you know, you might feel extra good because I'm going to eat the sugar-free low-fat cookies, you know, when those are full of all types of artificial sweeteners,
right,
that we'd have to have a whole nother show to go over the evils of those.
Right. I actually read recently that the artificial sugars have a chemical which make you crave more sugar. Is that true?
Yes. That's absolutely true, and there's, you know, Princeton did a study, and there's tons of studies out there that show that the more diet sodas and things that people consume, the more diet foods people consume, the heavier they are, because since they're not getting the the nutrients that they need, they crave more and more and more food. And so you just keep eating and eating and eating.
Okay, so I totally get that sugar and like way too many carbohydrates is going to make me a pudgy little girl. I get that. But
right.
How does sugar and refined carbohydrates impact my mood on a daily basis or my ability to compete?
Okay, so that's a great question. And the thing is that, so we talked about how when you eat the sugar and the refined flour, your blood sugar spikes. Well, the other thing that ends up happening in your brain is that you get overdoses of what we call serotonin and beta endorphin. So your brain is filled with billions and billions of little brain cells that don't actually touch. And there's these little guys called neurotransmitters, and what they do is they hop around your brain and they deliver messages. So like too hot, too cold, this feels good, that doesn't feel so good. Those are all messages getting delivered by your neurotransmitters. Well, those two most important neurotransmitters, serotonin and beta endorphin, they control your mood, your aggression, your anxiety, your ability to feel connected with the outside world. All those things are very connected to those two neurotransmitters. Well, see, what happens is that when you eat those comfort foods, you get spikes in those neurotransmitters, and your brain works a lot like your pancreas did in the last scenario. So your brain doesn't ever want to have too much of a good thing. And so what happens is that your brain will overregulate, and so you'll end up having, too much serotonin floating around in your brain, and your brain cells will shut down their receptors, and then you don't end up using any of that serotonin. You have mood swings, and you get edgy, and people wonder, like, why you're Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. And the reality is that not only are you affecting your blood sugar levels, you're also affecting your brain chemistry with the food that you're eating.
Okay, well, let me just say right here and now, I don't need my brain chemistry impacted by the food I'm eating. So, like, what should I be eating to lose weight so that I look good, but I still feel good, James? I mean, do I cut out carbohydrates and sugar, like, just completely? What do I do?
Well, see, now, I did this thing. First of all, sugar, yes. I mean, personally, I would say just get rid of it. You don't need any sugar or refined sugar or refined flour, anything like that. But what you want to do is you want to get into whole foods. And, and so people will automatically say, no sugar, that means no fruit. No, it's really simple. I just four main fruit groups for me: meat, fruit, vegetables, and whole grains. I mean, if it doesn't come in a package and you need to shop on the outside of the grocery store to find it, that's the kind of food you want. And just eating that kind of food, just normal whole food, straight from the produce, straight from the meat, department, that stuff will help you lose weight really without even trying.
And by shopping on the outside of the grocery store, you mean the aisles that are kind of on the outer walls of the grocery store. The processed foods are all in the middle, right, in the boxes and the cans and all that kind of the aisles that are in the middle. But the outside, ringing those interior shelves are usually your fruits and vegetable, your dairy, your fresh meat, and those kinds of things. So that's what you mean by whole foods, right?
Exactly. I mean, I basically, the only thing that I eat that comes in a wrapper is 100% whole wheat bread.
Right.
Everything else I eat, comes straight from the produce, comes straight from the meat department, and because that's really all you need to do. As I always say, it's really not that complicated. It's really quite simple. It's not easy a lot of times because we live in a very toxic food environment, and so we're constantly bombarded with commercials, and you can't drive down the street without driving past 17 fast food places. So it's not necessarily easy, but it is very simple.
So I'm gonna cut out processed foods. Are there things that I can substitute for sugars? Like some people talk about honey, that it's okay to eat honey, or what about stevia that's now being marketed as Truvia in the grocery stores?
Right,
are there
right.
things that I can use to add sweetness?
Well, it's funny. My girlfriend, actually, she was my girlfriend when we started talking. Now I've got engaged.
Yeah, check out his website, everybody, at slave2freedom.com. There's new info on the girlfriend. But go on. Tell us about the sweeteners.
Right. Well, the thing I was talking about that is we use a lot of sweetener of oranges and tangerines and so forth to sweeten the meat. So we'll like, chop up some chicken breast and saute it in some olive oil with some oranges in there, and then some rosemary, thyme, and sage. You know, so you can do things like that and get creative, you know. And certainly, stevia is something you can use. I think it tastes a little bit like black licorice, so I stay away from it. But some people really like stevia. But as far as like honey and agave nectar, now those things that we need to talk about, because those will spike your blood sugar just like a candy bar will.
And okay, so honey and agave nectar is out.
Exactly, is out or greatly limited. I mean,
because I know a lot of the chic restaurants, when you go in now, they say, oh, it's sweetened with agave nectar, so it's better than sugar, but that's not true.
Well, it consumed on its own, it will spike your blood sugar just the same. And so you want to make sure if you're having it, it's going to be in moderation, and it's going to be with an appropriate amount of protein in your stomach to stop that spike in blood sugar. And because, like I said, my whole goal in my life is to regulate my blood sugar and my brain chemistry. And, you know, for me, honey is out. I can't do honey because there's no in-between for me on honey, you know. There's no in-between for me on sweet things like that. You know, I tried to get away with it for a little while, and I just wasn't able to. And so I think it's really about knowing yourself and what you can do, because, you know, I'm not here to tell people how to run their lives. I mean, as a certified coach, that's not what I do. I help people find their own answers, you know. And so my best thing is just to listen to your body, pay attention to how you feel, you know. A good thing to start doing is food journaling. If you don't have any consciousness around how what you eat affects how you feel, eat, and then about an hour and a half later, write down how you feel physically and emotionally. Now, because that's one thing when people talk about food journaling, a lot of times they think, like, I want you to write down calories and fat grams and things like that. I don't care about any of that. All I want to know is what you ate and how you feel physically and emotionally. Because
how you feel is really important in your ability to compete in a pageant competition or to function at school or in your job. Now, on your website, slave2freedom.com, I know you've got lots of resources and lots of helpful information, but you actually also coach people. When you're coaching people, what do you mean by coaching from the inside out?
So when I coach from the inside out, this is the thing. Thoughts produce feelings and emotions. Feelings and emotions produce actions and results. If you keep having the same thoughts, you'll keep having the same results. And the thing is that a lot of people, they'll go out and they'll jump into some new fitness program or they'll jump into some new diet routine, and they'll get all excited about this new thing that they're doing, but it will only last for about a month or two, because they never deal with the core issues about what's really going on inside of them. Are they dealing with a false assumption that, you know, I've always been big and I'll always be this way? I mean, that's the way me and my brother Joey were. You know, we were always the two fat middle kids. And so when we were fat, we would just say, oh my gosh, well, we just take after dad. We're just big. This is the way we're supposed to be. And so are you eating because it's some sort of, you know, false belief that you have about society? Are you eating for emotional needs that aren't being filled by your current spouse or partner? I mean, those are all issues that you want to deal with, because if you don't deal with those core issues and remove those internal blocks, you're never going to see those external results that you're going for. And if you do start to see them, they're going to be limited at best. Because you'll always fall back into those old thought patterns, and as a result, you'll always fall back into those old actions.
So cutting out sugar has obviously worked for you and your brother. Does it also work for women? Like, for example, is it working for your girlfriend / new status? Check out his website. Is it working for her?
Absolutely, yeah. My fiance is a total sugar addict.
Okay, now
like
you blew the surprise, James.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, but anyway, tell us about your fiance.
Okay, so she's a total sugar addict, just like me. And she started cutting out sugars and so forth, cutting back about 4 years ago. And so it took time. But she doesn't exercise. She doesn't do anything. All she does is eat right. I try to get her, you know, and we're starting a little routine here and there. You know, but for the most part, she's only 5'1", and she's lost, I think, 44 pounds total now by doing nothing, except changing the way that she eats.
Wow. Wow. That's amazing. And now that James has totally spilled the beans about his fiance, you need to go to his website, slave2freedom.com, and see a very cute picture of James on his knees proposing to his adorable little girlfriend. Well, James, we really appreciate your visiting with us today and talking to us about sugar addiction. Congratulations on your 4-year sugar sobriety. Congratulations on your upcoming wedding. And we hope you'll keep us posted on everything that you're up to.
All right. Thanks so much, Valerie.
Well, I've been talking with sugar addiction expert James Hahn of www.slave2freedom.com. Look on the show page for a link to his website. It's already time for a short break, but stay tuned, and I'll be right back with high-heeled diva Tina Aldez, who's going to share her secrets for looking and feeling great in your high heels. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back here on Pageant Talk Radio.
Are you juggling the dueling demands of a career and pageant competition? The Ms. and Mrs. Corporate America pageant is the only pageantry system where beauty and business take center stage. It's a great opportunity to enhance self-confidence, strengthen leadership skills, and establish friendships with other professional women. It's your chance to be recognized for all your hard work and accomplishments as a phenomenal woman. During your year, we'll support your career achievements as well as your pageant appearances. Visit us today at MsCorporateAmerica.com to learn how you can represent and inspire the career women of America. Hollywood Fashion Tape, the star's secret to looking perfectly put together, is also the favorite fashion solution company for the pageant world. The creators of the original hypoallergenic double stick tape used to prevent wardrobe malfunctions, Hollywood Fashion Tape also offers a wide assortment of clever, problem-solving products designed to give you a competitive edge on stage or off. From our guaranteed no-show concealers to our never-fail breast lift tape, we've got you covered. Visit HollywoodFashionTape.com and see how you can have the same confidence the stars have when walking your red carpet. Are you looking for couture jewelry to create your winning look? Internationally known pageant jewelry designer Stephanie Summers has been creating crowning looks for elite contestants across all the major pageant systems for over a decade. Whether you select a custom piece of jewelry handcrafted to match your wardrobe exactly, or you wear something special from Stephanie's new affordably priced trifles collection, you'll stand out as a contestant who's ready to wear the crown. Why spend all that money on a great gown and then wear run-of-the-mill jewelry? Visit www.stephaniesummers.com today and let her create the jewelry of your dreams. Do you have the number one tool used by elite title holders to create a winning pageant interview? Do you want to ace any question during your pageant interview? You need to get your copy of Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions today. The biggest mistake contestants make when practicing is using a limited list of practice questions. If you're practicing on your own or with the same partner, you're going to be practicing the same 50 or 60 questions over and over again. It's just hard to think of a wide variety of practice questions on your own. Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions eliminates that problem and helps you prepare to answer any pageant interview question. Plus, the questions are specific to your competition division, teen, miss, or Mrs. and Ms. Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions is a downloadable ebook. Just download it to your computer, print it out, and start developing your interview skills today. Visit Valerie's website, www.valeriehays.com, and click on Shop. With Valerie's Perfect Practice Pageant Questions, you're on your way to a winning pageant interview.